They were 6 feet or so, big guys. There were hardly any survivors. We only took a few prisoners. That night it was raining very hard. It was raining all night. You know when your hands wrinkle after you've been in the bathtub too long? That's how we were the next morning. We assembled and got everyone together. Instead of 36 men, we had enough men to make one squad of about 12 men. That morning, my first sergeant called me. It was in my records that I had graduated from embalming college before I went into the Marine Corps, so he elected me to go and take the dog tags off of the dead on the beach. It had never bothered me seeing dead people I hadn't known, but when you see your buddies there with their heads blown open, it's a different story. Over 30 were dead. Many had been shot in the head. Brains were all over. I remember Johnny Johns. He was a rigger, parachute maintenance, a real nice fellow. He was in sort of a ditch, shot in the head, brains all over the place. I'll never forget this. How can you forget it? After Gavutu, I was badly wounded on Guadalcanal, sent home, and discharged from the Corps. I recovered and tried to re-enlist in the Corps, but I was turned down for medical reasons, so I joined the Merchant Marine. Our ship served in the Pacific. One of my shipmates had a neighbor that was killed on Iwo Jima. In December 1945, our ship stopped on Iwo, and I accompanied my shipmate to the cemetery. As you entered the cemetery, they had pieces of old planes, propellers, wings, rocks that had names etched into them. I noticed parachute symbols etched into these crosses and stars of David. I started going down the roster, and it included most of the men I served with in the 1st Battalion. I was one of the very few that survived. So I found a quiet place and cried. I still cry about it. Frank Guidone, 1st Raider Battalion. On August 7th, the 1st Raider Battalion assaulted Tulagi. The landing was unopposed, but by noon the raiders were heavily engaged fighting the veteran Rikusente, Japanese elite troops, of the 3rd Kurei Special Naval Landing Force. That night, the Rikusente struck A Company, as Frank Guidone, then a squad leader, remembers. We encountered light action until we got to this one ridge, which was kind of a takeoff point. We spread out and formed a skirmish line on the slope of the ridge, and the order came down, move out. The Japanese opened up with their machine guns. It was at this time that we lost two men in our squad.